This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
Oh, my goodness. He's gone Aussie on us.
That's it. I'm going rogue.
Yeah.
We have in the studio this morning Mike McCabe from the Disabled American Veterans. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
We're doing real good here. We're excited to be here.
And what are you excited about?
Well, we're here celebrating, I think, our eighth consecutive year with our partnership between Warbirds and Disabled American Veterans. We have the DAV flight team here on the Warbird ramp featuring the B-25 Panchito, and a great display that provides a lot of information for the public about what Disabled American Veterans does and the many services it provides for our veterans community.
Keeps you busy.
It does. It does. It's a great program. It's our eighth year here. It's our 12th year with the program. The program is focused completely on air shows. We do air shows around the country, anywhere from 15 to 20 shows a year. As I said, we're in our 12th year. It's been a very well-received program. The DAV is very happy with it. One of their missions is to continually reach out to the next generation of veterans to let them know about the services that are available, and also to the next generation of the public to let them know about DAV and how they can help in their mission. So the program's been very effective. The B-25 is a big draw, as you might imagine. When we fly in the air show, we get to highlight the airplane and its history. DAV is very, very excited about, particularly here, the Association with Warbirds of America, who is our partner. And they are just so excited to be a part of that, to support a group of people who work so hard to preserve that part of American history. And so the partnership has been very good. As I said, we're in our eighth year here at AirVenture.
Do you still get a lot of veterans that come up to you at shows and say, I've never heard of you guys before?
Yes. I mean, DAV is, I think, probably the oldest veteran service organization that's focused exclusively on disabled veterans. They're they've been in existence for over 80 years. And one of the things they do, and one of our missions, is to continually work to tell that next generation of the public, of veterans, about DAV and what they do. And while DAV has a real good recognition out there, they feel the obligation to get out there. It's surprising how many veterans aren't aware of the resources that are available to them to help them negotiate the systems that, you know, whether it's the VA, medical systems, educational benefits, those kinds of things. And DAV has a very elaborate, very well-trained nationwide network of folks to assist veterans with their needs. The great thing about the program is that all of the work they do, all the services, and there are many, many services, we could talk for hours about that, are all provided at absolutely no cost to the veterans. And so DAV wants to continue to tell that story, and we've had some great success with that program.
It's all volunteer.
Well, the DAV kind of has two components. The DAV has a membership of over 1.3 million disabled veterans, and they are all members. They are all volunteers. A lot of them work to help support the mission of DAV. But DAV also has a pretty significant professional staff, and that staff works in locations around the country to provide services. Just an example of that are the DAV National Service Officers. These are folks who are full-time professional trained employees of DAV whose sole job is to provide resources to veterans as they negotiate the veterans' health care system, whether it's educational benefits. And these folks are very, very smart, very, very educated. They help the veterans, you know, negotiate that labyrinth. And that kind of service and support has been, you know, very well received. And so it's really both. There's a huge volunteer corps. We have volunteers here at our display over on the Warbird ramp, local members from the Oshkosh area in Wisconsin. But as I said, we have you know, their professional staff as well. We're actually pretty excited that later today the DAV National Commander will be joining us here on the airfield, and is going to be here for 3 days, culminating with our big concert on Friday night.
Wow, that's very impressive. How did you all get hooked up with Larry Kelly and Panchito?
Well, Larry, who I'm sure many of your listeners know about, he's just so widely known in the Warbird community and the airshow community, is just one of the great Warbird owners and operators in this country. He, in addition to being a great pilot, he's a true historian. He has spent a lot of time and a lot of his resources restoring and maintaining that airplane to tell the story of those veterans, those World War II era veterans who have supported him. When we began the discussion about this program very early on, I'd known Larry for many years, and I kind of mentioned the idea to him, and he was very supportive of the concept early on and said, let's talk with those folks, let's see what we can do. In our early program, we reached out to them and said, how about sending some of your representatives to an air show? And we took them to an air show, and they immediately got it. They understand the nature of the type of folks who are here and how eager they are to support their program.
How much have your services that you offer expanded over the years? I mean, I'm sure you got started with just helping guys get through VA.
Well, that was the beginning of DAV's program, again, more than 80 years ago. It has grown pretty continuously since then. Now it's a very elaborate program, not only helping veterans negotiate the health care system, the VA health care system, but certainly their educational benefits, but many, many other programs. One of the things that they do is they have a very well-developed advocacy program in Washington, D.C., where they have a core of people who really advocate on behalf of veterans. They're really skilled at negotiating the Washington, D.C. labyrinth.
Yeah, that's a skill, all right.
Well, you know, what have I heard it referred to? D.C. is, 18 square miles of a logic-free zone.
And, yeah, yeah.
and the DAV has been very effective in advocating for veterans in that. Another program that they have, and folks may see this, is around the country, DAV provides a fleet of vehicles for free at no charge. And these vehicles, vans of all types and descriptions, all Ford vans, by the way, are located at veterans hospitals and facilities around the country. They are manned by volunteers, often DAV members. And the purpose of this fleet of vehicles, and it's I think it's almost 500 vehicles nationwide, is to provide free transport to veterans to and from their medical care and other interactions with the VA. And that program is the result of a relationship with the Ford Motor Company that goes back almost 80 years and one of the original corporate partnerships in the nonprofit world. And I know that DAV is very grateful to Ford for that. But those vans, which are always very colorful and have the DAV logo on them, can be seen all over the country. So I'm sure a lot of your listeners have seen those.
Now, you just said something that I was surprised to hear. DAV is 80 years old?
It's actually a couple of years older than that. I'm not sure the exact date. But just as an illustration of that and the relationship with the Ford Motor Company, that began when Henry Ford himself provided new Ford cars, Model Ts, to some groups of members of DAV to allow them to travel to their first national convention. And they've had that relationship ever since. And so we're very proud of that, and we are grateful to Ford for all the work that they've done for us.
Well, that's kind of amazing when you think about it. All the years, they haven't cut that relationship out to save money or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, well, we're hoping that someday your services won't be needed anymore. We'll stop making veterans, but doesn't look like that's going to be anytime soon.
Well, we share that sentiment, but I don't see that happening on the horizon. So until that changes, DAV is going to be out there at the forefront doing everything they can to support our veterans.
Well, they deserve it.
And they certainly have earned it. We hear so many stories about veterans having difficulties with the VA. It's good to know that you guys are out there helping them get the care and everything that they need. We should never turn our back on the vets, for sure.
And everyone, I'm sure, is aware of a lot of the urgency and controversy that's been happening in veterans' health care here in the last few months. DAV has been almost entirely focused on doing everything it can to help address that issue. One of their main focuses this year, and they've been very effective in it.
Do you guys have a presence in D.C. that feeds back? Like they used to talk about, there was a syndrome, Gulf War syndrome. I imagine you guys saw that probably before anybody. you started to see these commonalities showing up.
They do. That National Service Officer Corps is really directly attached to the grassroots level of veterans in America, and they generate the data. They see the trends well in advance of others, and when they see that, they're not at all shy about advocating back to the VA and to the government about, well, this is an issue we need to deal with. And
yeah, there's something going on here.
Yep.
Definitely. And if people want to see you, where can they find you again?
Well, we have a couple of resources for you. The DAV Flight Team has davflightteam.com. We're searchable on Facebook, and we have a great Facebook page. We encourage people to look for us there. And, of course, the DAV website, which can give you all kinds of information about the organization to help you connect with your local chapter, is dav.org.
All right. I want to thank you for joining us.
And I'm Fast Eddie. We've been talking to Mike McCabe. And we appreciate you coming by.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate the opportunity. You guys are an institution here, and we're thrilled to be a part of it.
We've been institutionalized, but that's different.
Yeah. Well, I heard the word somewhere.
Yeah. All right. And this is EAA Radio.